Yeah, okay, so where are we holding in Tosis? So, again, let's just get back into it. So Rav Ashi said that the case is Ashi HaTumah, is that he ate Tumah, the Korah Shirayim Shul Chanera. And that's Kibbutz Rav Nei. So Rashi says that Rav Ashi apparently holds that Misa was there, the moment was there, spot that even where the Misa and the moment are split, between two addresses, you still have the din of kumli dravine. You still have the tour of kumli dravine. And Taisa speaks out. That means lafuki from. We find in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Amaroyim, Rava. Taisa says Rava, but really Rava and Adesiv, who say that misa lezeh, mamon lezeh does not have a din of kumli dravine, since the misa and the mamon are divided. So you don't say kumli dravine is chayit. So according to Rashi, it's a machlekes asukis, machlekes amaroyim. Rav Ashi holds misa lezeh, mamon lezeh, because the misa and the mamon are split. You still say Kim Lirabina is Chayel, and Rava and Rav Yosef hold that with the Misa and the Mamon are split, then you do not say Kim Lirabina. He said it wrong. Rav Ashi holds that with the Misa and the Mamon are split, you say Kim Lirabina anyway, and he's Potter. And Rava and Rav Yosef say that with the Misa and the Mamon are split, you cannot say Kim Lirabina, and therefore he's going to be Chayel both. That's Rashi. So Taisus says in Rashi, the Rashi is assuming that Misa L'Shamayim is also called that the Misa and Mamon are split, the Misa, it's also called Misa L'Zeh and Mamon L'Zeh. Over here, the truma, the chi of misa is l'shamayim, not to any person, not to the nirtzach or to the sub, you know, the person they wanted to kill through the hazama. The misa is an abstract chi of misa l'shamayim for eating, for being a zar shachal truma. And Rashi calls that misa l'zev and mamon l'zev. So Taisa says, according to that, if that's Rashi's conception, so then how do you understand the mission of Ma'aver Sagodesh? Ma'aver Sagodesh, the Mishnah says, Beferis is Kimli D'Rabinei, since he's Chayef Echil Shabbos, he's Potter for the Godesh. Why is that called Kimli D'Rabinei? It's Misa Lezeh, according to Rav and Rav Yosef. It should not be Kimli D'Rabinei, because it's Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh. Al-Korchach, says Taisus, you have to say that doesn't fall under the heading of Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh at all. Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh is where the Misa is the one person, and the Mamon is the different person. So then they're split. But where the Misa is L'Shamayim, and the Mamon is to a person, that's not called a split at all. That's a regular chiyuv misa. That's just a general chiyuv misa. It's not lezeh in any sense, and therefore that's not the subject matter of misa lezeh, mamon lezeh. And therefore, according to Tosfos, at least at this stage, we don't necessarily have to say that there's any machlekes at all. Rav and Rav Yosef say misa lezeh, mamon lezeh is chayiv. It's not kimli d'rabinei. Make a taste that anybody's chayiv. Rav Ashi's case is not a case of misa lezeh, mamon lezeh. The only case of Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh, is the case, at least so far, from the Gemara we've seen so far, is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and there we have Rabban Rav Yosef, and Les Man Depoli. So, Lefi Taisus, there's no reason to assume, at least right now, there's no reason to assume that there's any Machlaikas involved here at all. But according to Rashi, it's a Machlaikas, and we have the problem, what do you do with Sarif HaSagodesh? That's Taisus Akash and Rashi. So, Taisus said that the Ri wanted to defend Rashi. And the Ri said that the whole machlokes of Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh is only by Shnei Maisim, where the Chi of Misa comes from one Maisa and the Chi of Mamon comes from another Maisa. That's where there's a machlokes Amaroyim, whether or not it's Kimli D'Rabinei. There's no Maisa to be Mitzarif them, and there's no common address to be Mitzarif them, because it's not Le'echot, it's Lezeh U'Lezeh. So there's really nothing connecting the Misa and the Mamon. So that's the cases where Rav and Rav Yosef say, so there's no Kimli D'Rabinei, because there's no connecting thread between the Misa and the Mamon. They're not to the same person, and they're not only they Maisa Echot. So there's no Kimli D'Rabinei. And Rav Ashi disagrees and says, you don't have to have any connection. The connection is they happen at the same time, and that's all you need. But where, on the other hand, where it was Alidei Maisa Echot, then you have a connecting, the Maisa connects them. I don't care. Then Rav and Rav Yosef also would agree that that's Kimli D'Rabinei, because who cares that they're not to the same address, but they're Aliyadei the same Maisa. The fact that they're Aliyadei Maisa Echod is enough to be Mitzarif, the Misa and the Mamon, and therefore it's a regular Kimli D'Rabinei, and that's the halacha of Ma'aver Sagodesh. That's how the Ri wanted to be Yashiv, Shitas Rashi. And some of that's the lumdas. I'm already being Mavli, the lumdas into the statement of fact that you need to have it seer. Rabbi Yehuda and Sanhedrin has a solution that the Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh, the idea is that the Misa and Mamon are Chalukim Zeh Mizeh. They're not connected. So I understand the Ri's Svara is that they are connected. The holding the whole machlokes is with the mice and not connecting them. So what's connecting them? The addressee, the fact that they're to the same person. But if they're not to the same person, that's the issue. That's the machlokes amayra. That's how the Ri wants to be miyashiv shitas Rashi. Very beautiful svara and very beautiful teretz. The only problem is that Tosis says from the Rashba, the Rashmi Shans, that that doesn't stem with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it works good in Rava, but it says Tosis, but it doesn't work well in Rav Yosef. You have two Amarim in Sanhedrin who talk about Misa Luzer, Mamon Luzer, not having Kim Luzer, Hamidei. And one of them is Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef's case is where it was a Maisa Echad. The Baal brought Edim that his wife was Mizana, and then the Edeah, then the father brought Edim who were Mazim, the Edim of the father, and they said, Imanu Ayisim. And those Edim whom the father brought are now triggering a chi of Misa because they want to kill the first set of Edim. And they're also triggering a chi of Mammon because they want to be Mechai of the Baal. This is Lashon, they want to be Mechai of the Baal Ksuba. Chayez Labdavka. Rashi over there says they want to be Mechai of the Baal Knas. Like Hashemer pays Knas. And then there's no Ksuba because he can never divorce her. So, kind of flew a lot after the lesson, but anyway, doesn't really affect our discussion. So the Edei, so again, the Edei the Habal said she was Mizana. The Edei Avram asked the Edei Habal. They therefore wanted to kill the Edei Habal, and they wanted to mechayev the Baal Knas. And then other Edim came, and they were Mazim the Edei Av. So Rav Yosef says Nerogim Mushalman Mamon. I it's Misu Mamon. It's Kimo Rabbanei, says Rav Yosef, no, Misu is a Mamon is it. The Misa is to the Edei Habal. The Mamon is to the Baal. So two different people. So it's Misu is a Mamon is it. But is it Misa? Is it Shnei Misa or is it one Misa? But it's one Misa. What's the Misa that the Edei Hab did that was Machayev the Misu Mamon? They said Imanu Ayisim B'Sheker. So that's one Misa. So you see that even though it's one Misa, that nonetheless, the Gemara calls that Misu is a Mamon is it. And therefore the Reis Terrace is now blown out of the. Might have worked well in Rava, but it doesn't work well in Rav Yosef. For that matter, according to Rashi himself, the Chara doesn't even work well in Rava. Because Rashi over there in Sanhedrin learns the case of the Rava's case is that they wanted to kill the Boil and the Nivellus. She's not a Ktana. Rashi learns she's a Nairi Marasa. They wanted to kill the Boil and the wife. But the Mammon was to the father. So that's one Maisa. The Mammon and the Maisa. The killing the daughter and being mapped to the father of the Ksuba is one Maisa of saying that she was Mazana. Tell you that it's a cheshman that they could have divided. It's two meisim because they could say that he was boil an eishesish without specifying who, and then that's one meisim, and then they could be master of the father of Ksuba by saying his daughter was mizana, and that's a separate edus, and that edus of mamon therefore doesn't have nefashis mixed in. Apparently he's envisioning a case of a ktana, but Rashi prefers it's a naira, so the edus of mamon is the same as edus of. But because all I'm saying is it breaks down anyway. It doesn't stem in Rav Yosef. Lefi Rashi didn't even help in Rava because Lefi Rashi Rava is also meisim. So therefore, the Ri is no longer available. And if the Ri is no longer available, then we're back to square one, that we have a Kasha and Rashi from Avir Sagodesh. That's what we're holding in right? The Ri's defense of Rashi, valiant as it was, is not tenable. And so we're back to square one. So according to Rashi, the Misa L'Shamayim is called Misa L'Zeh, Mamon L'Zeh, and it's a Machlekes HaMeroyim by Misa L'Shamayim and Mamon L'Zeh. So how do you understand the case of Avir Sagodesh? So we said yesterday, I think we said this yesterday, that in Rashi's Meduyik, there are a teretz to this kasha. That in Rashi's Lashon himself, Rashi's Meram is a teretz to this kasha. Because the Emes is Rabbi Krager has a different kasha. The Krager asks, how come Rashi woke up now? How come Rashi first wakes up by Ravashi that it's Misu L'Zeh Mamon L'Zeh? The Gemara before was also Misu L'Zeh Mamon L'Zeh. Even when the Gemara thought that the Mamon is paying the Kohen for his Trumah, and it was Tachal L'Chanar Rebbe said, Bliya, that Gemara is also Misu L'Zeh Mamon L'Zeh. To whom is the Misa? He ate truma, and he was. Talk about chaver basically. So to whom is the misa? Shamayim. To whom is the mammon? To the kohen. So it's right to point to Rashi. It's again misa was there, mammon was there. So how come Rashi didn't say in the Gemara in the previous mammon that kasover hacha that this, the stomach of the Gemara over here is going that misa was there, but mammon was as potter. How come Rashi first wakes up by Ravashi? So what's the answer? Somebody tell me what we said this yesterday. Rashi's meram is an answer. This is why he's first waking up by Ravashi. Mimayna denisik. Rashi's lashon is ve'afal gav the misa lav mishum mimayna denisik asile nifter. Rashi points out in the previous Gemara the misa was machmas mimayna denisik. The chi of misa came chi of misa for eating truma is ashachot truma is l'shamayim. But it came because of what? Because he ate. The Chiyuv Misa came about because the chuma that he ate was Mimoyna de Nizek. In this case, the Rav Ashi, of Koresh Yirayim, the Chiyuv Misa had nothing to do with the Mimoyna de Nizek. So Rav Ashi says, Afal gav de la mishum Mimoyna de Nizek asi le mifter. So I suggested yesterday that Rashi is one hemshech. It's not two different thoughts. Rashi is setting up, even though here it's Mises lav machmas moedim nizeku, and therefore I might think if that's the case, it's an issue of Mises lezeh mamon lezeh kasaver, but kasaver Rav Ashi Mises lezeh mamon lezeh potter. In other words, what Rashi I think is telling us over here is that the machlekes of misa lezeh mamon lezeh is only where the misa doesn't come machmas memoina denizik, but where the misa comes machmas memoina denizik, then there's no issue of misa lezeh mamon lezeh. And therefore, in the previous gemara, Rashi didn't have to talk about misa lezeh mamon lezeh. In the previous gemara, the misa was machmas memoina denizik. The misa was for eating from of the kohen, and the kohen is the nizik. So that's misa machmas memoina denizik ha'asya. So Rashi says that's not relevant to misa lezeh mamon lezeh. So before Rashi didn't say, didn't have to say that there's any machlekes involved. But now Rav Ashi's mechadish a case of Koresh Yirayim. So here the misa is not machmas memoina denizik. The chiyuv misa has nothing to do with the memoina denizik. The chiyuv misa is for the truma. The memoina denizik is the shirayim. So it's not misa machmas memoina denizik haasya. So now says Rashi. So now already we're in the now already we have to deal with the fact that it's misa lezeh mamon lezeh. So Rashi, Kasama Rav Ashi, Misu Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh, Potter. So Mimela. But we have to figure out what the Sora is exactly. That's hard to figure out. But before even worrying about the Sora, I think that's what it says in Rashi. And Rashi is explaining why he's waking up now. And that's the Pshatot in Rashi. The Pshatot Pshat in Rashi. Because Rashi is explaining why now in Rav Ashi, all of a sudden, there's an issue to address. Because here, it's Misa Lav, Machmas, Mamoydin, and Issa. So that's already a problematic Kimli Rabbinay. It's Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh. Kasav Rashi, Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh, Potter. But if that's true, and I think Rashi's clearly saying that, so then there's no kasha for Ma'avir Sagodish. Because by Ma'avir Sagodish, the Misa is Machmas Memoina Nizek Asi. Why is he chai for Chil Shabbos? For burning down the Godish of the Nizek. So the Misa is Machmas Memoina Nizek Asi. Shai, but what's the Svar? What is Misa Machmas Memoina give me? At the end of the day, it's Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh. It's Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh. So what's the Svar? Misa Machmas Memoina Machmas. What's the svara over here? That if it's misa machas b'moyden isn't kasi, I don't care. That it's misa l'shamayim and mamon lezeh. So what would be a pasha to svara for Rashi? See, Pemshich, this is going to be the real svara, but what would be the pasha to svara for Rashi? Sirif. The same thing that we said in the Ri. The same way the Ri had this notion that one maisa could be mitzaref, and then I don't have to worry about the fact that it has different addresses, because I don't need the addressee to be mitzaref. The mice is mitzaref, but that doesn't work out in the Gemara Sanhedrin. But al derech zeh, Rashi holds that the mamon could be mitzaref, where the misa is machmas memoina nizek asi, where the chi of misa is for doing something with the very same chefza that's also machayev. In other words, the chi of misa and the chi of mamon are involved the same chefza, namely this truma, which is triggering a chi of misa l'shamayim and is triggering a chi of mamon to the koyin, to the bayon, or ma'aris hagodesh. This godesh. Shreifas HaGodesh, this Chefetz of the Godesh is triggering a Chiyuv of Misa for Chil Shabbos, and it's triggering a Chiyuv of Mamon. So the Chefetz of the Godesh is Mitzaref, the Misa and the Mamon. So I don't care that it's Lezeh, Lezeh. So only where Misa, La, Machmas, Mamon, Kasia, the Chefetz is not, it's two different Chefetzes. So then, Rav and Rav Yosef hold that if that's the case, you have to have, you don't have a Tzirif. The only Tzirif might be if it was to the same addressee. If the Misa and the Mamon were to the same person, that would also be a Tzirif. But that you don't have. That's Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh. So Rabbi over here is to say that where you don't have one Chef, and you don't have one Lezeh, two different Lezehs, so there's no Tzirif. But Rav Ashi doesn't seem to be bothered by that. Says Rashi, Nechanami, Rav Ashi holds, you don't need that. It's enough that they're simultaneous. Kasova Rav Ashi, Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh, Potem. That's the Hemshech HaDvarim in Rashi. I think it's very clearly that whether the Svar is right or not, we'll have to see, but talk upon him. I think that's the Poshup Shat in the Pashup Shat in Rashi. Let's see like that. So Taisa says, V'nir L'Reina Tam. Guess we're going to pick it up from V'nir L'Reina Tam. Anyone has it? About halfway down the Taisa. V'nir Rebbe Natan. We have now a new actor on the stage. Comes along Rebbe Natan. Rebbe Natan, his agenda is going to be to say that there's no machlekes. To be miyashiv, Rav and Rebbe Yosef, with Rav Ashi. There's no machlekes. You can look on the face of it, there is a machlekes. So Rebbe Natan wants to say, no, there's no machlekes. Why? The Rav Dafka Gabe Edom Zoymim Islay, the Mamon Zer Nefashat Zechayv. That the whole din of Misal Azam, Mamon Zer, that Rabbah talked about in Sanhedrin, and presumably that Rav Yosef talked about in Sanhedrin, it's a special din only by Edom Zoymim. Edom Zoymim, there's an issue that Misal Azam, Mamon Zer, is not subject to Kimmelid Ramanin. We have a Chiyav Hazam Le'echod, a Chiyav Hazam of Nefashis Le'echod, and a Chiyav Hazam of Mamon Le'echod to somebody else. That's where Rabbah said Misal Azam, Mamon Zer. No, it's a special halacha in Edom Zoymim, that Misal Azam, Mamon Zer, by Edom Zoymim is not Kimmelid Ramanin, and it's Chayav. But it's not a general halacha, and generally speaking, there's no such thing. Mishul zeh mamon zeh b'chal not an issue. Why is Edom Zoymim any different? Mishum debayinun shetiskayim hazoma klapei kol echad. Because we need to be mekayim kashen zomam to each one. Okay, so what does Rabbi Natan want? Sorry, Rabbi Natan, I think I'm going to deal with it separately, not today. I'm going to gloss over right now. What's the sorry, Rabbi Natan? Very cryptic things. What do you mean? Who cares? So isn't that always true? Every kumli rabbi, we want to be mekayim the chiyum moment. We want to be mekayim mekayim makabeh mishalmen. No, whatever the chiyum moment is, we want to be mekayim. What's the swar? But even we want to be mekayim the misa in the moment. It's very, very cryptic. In Shita Mekubetzes, I saw two different nuschais. Yeah, but doesn't say that it's talking about misa moment where there's misa where this kumli rabbi. Maybe the kav exeris akosuv is we only have moment, you only have nefashos. Every chiyuv mamon is exeris hakasuv. But when welcome the fashas, you potter.
By kashas zomim, blasas lachim, that you have to do. That's,
maybe I have to do it only when there's no chiyuv in the fashas, but when there's a chiyuv in the fashas, then I don't. Every time. It says if a chayv lechaver, it also says exeris hakasuv, that you have to pay nezik. Yeah, so in Echram, so if I'm magris hagodesh, I'm not fulfilling the din of, I don't know, what's the pasuk for, I'm not fulfilling the chiyuv of Adam HaMazik. Not fulfilling Makabeh Mishal Mema. And if I have every Kimmel Rabbanei, and if you have, we'll have later on Mishal Kimmel Rabbanei by Knas, the Mar says, why do you say Kimmel Rabbanei by Bal Bitoit? Bal Bitoit says, Kimmel Rabbanei, are you not fulfilling the Xeris HaKosov of what's the Pasuk? I'm drawing a blank. You're not fulfilling Zeres HaKosov. Not fulfilling. In this case, this Kimmelid Rabbanei. So I saw in Shita Mekubetzes two nuschos. I'll have to think about what they mean again. I didn't really. I had too many other things done on my plate in the Tosis to worry about Rabbeinu Tam right now. But in the Shita, I just briefly saw in Shita the Ra'ah says, like it's a my chazus. Since the Chiyuv Misa and the Chiyuv Mamon are both Shazomam. Ordinarily, the Chiyuv Misa is a Chiyuv Misa, and the Chiyuv Mamon is a Chiyuv Mamon. But here, the Chiyuv Misa and the Chiyuv Mamon are both Kiyumim of Kasha Zomam. So, like, my chosis that the Chiyuv Misa, the Kasha Zomam of Chiyuv Misa should override the Kasha Zomam of Chiyuv Mamon. That's how they're all quotes from Enatam. And then in the Ran, quotes the Ran, that it's Eidosh HaYotayochel Azimah. It's very, very complicated. Longer, it's Eidosh HaYotayochel Azimah. If you can't say if we're going to say that the Misa trumps the Mamon, then it'll be Eidus Yatayochel Azima, and then the Eidus in the first place won't be any good. And so what's wrong? So maybe Taka, maybe Eidus is no good. So I don't know, the Naran is marach about that. So again, I didn't go into it. I'm just letting you know we have to deal with it. Shinon and Shita Mekubetzes, there's two different, seem to be two different approaches to Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam. Like this is very, so I'm cryptic. So I'm stumin. But anyway, I want to get past Rabbeinu Tam. And we'll leave Rabbeinu Tam for later. But it's a specialized Edom Zoyim Dekalach. No, Rabbeinu Tam really saying there is no general din of Misal Zeh Mamon Zeh. It's a special din of Edom Zoyim. But ordinarily speaking, it's not a concern at all. And that's where Rav Ashi is not bothered by it. Because there's no such thing. Outside of Edom Zoyim, there's no such thing. Then he has to add, Umi Yom Mamon Nefosh Shbechad Gavra, Potter, by Edom Zoyim, when it's Mamon Nefosh Shbechad, I do say Kasha Zoma. I need to be Mekayim Kasha Zoma. And I'm not going to be mekayim the moment part of the kashrus zomah. So he says, "Came mekayim b'ktsasa zomah." There, the klapi this person, I am to some degree mekayim kashrus zomah. But when it's to mamim lezeh, misu lezeh, then to that person there's not going to be a kima of kashas amim at all, and so you can't say, so you can't do that. You can't be the kima of amim, I can't pater him. But I'm reminded of the mamim lezeh, nefashas lezeh pater. But generally speaking, Rava agrees there is no such entity as misu lezeh, mamim lezeh. It's a regular kima of amim. What's his raya in the town? I mean, his revach is, and now there's no machlokes to Ravashi and Rav and Rav Yosef. But it brings a raya. What's his raya? The snan, the samachlei, the evad kafusloi, the snan potter, umukmina, the perikets that are regal, bigdi dechad, v'avda dechad. The Gemara says in Baba Kama. The Gemara says like this, the Gemara is a machlokes of isha mishum chitzov, or mishum mamayna. Machlokes of Yechon and Reish Lakash. Reish Lakash, Rav Yechon says isha mishum chitzov, the shlokas is isha mishum amayna. One of the nafkaminas is, if a person sets a fire and the fire kills somebody, so according to Rav Yechon, he's chayav misa, because he killed somebody. According to Reish Lakash, it's like a shark killed somebody, not chayav misa for your shark killing somebody, for his mom and killing somebody. So the Gemara asks on Rav Yechon, Gemara wants to bring a raya to Rav Yechon from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, by Ma'abar Sagodesh, Hayagidi Kofusloi, the Eved. If there was an Eved tied up next to the Goddish, so now you, if the Eved wasn't tied up, you could have run away, you're not Chayim Misa. But if the Eved was tied up, you couldn't run away, so now you're a murderer for burning the Eved. Eved Kanani, but you're a murderer for burning the Eved Kanani too. And at the same time, there was a Gdi right next to the Goddish. So he killed the Eved, and he was Mazik, and he burnt up the Gdi. So the Mishnah says, Kimli Drabane, since he's Chayim Misa for the Eved, he doesn't have to pay for the Gdi. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam l'Rav Yechanan." Fine, that's very good. He's a murderer because his chitzim killed the Eved. But according to Reish Lakish, his mamon killed the Eved. He's not chayim misa for that. So why is he killing the Rabbanim? So the Gemara answers that it's talking about where he was matzis begufish el Eved. He set the fire mamish on the Eved himself. He didn't, wasn't his eish went and got to the Eved. He took a fire and he put it on the Eved. So that's a murder. That's the ritzich liyadayim. If that's the case, what's the chiddush? Kilu. If the case is that his fire went and burnt the Eved, so the chiddush of the Mishnah is that Isha Mishum Chitzov. That's enough of a chiddush. That's exactly what the Mishnah is telling me. The din of Isha Mishum Chitzov. But according to Reish Lakish, that the case can't be like that. The case has to be that he set the Eved on fire b'yadayim. So of course it's Kimli Drabanei. I need a Mishnah Baba Kama to tell me the din of Kimli Drabanei. I have Mishnah in Sanhedrin that's the din of Kimli Drabanei. So what's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, the chiddush is that it was, the case is that it was Eved Echad, the Gdi Echad, that the Eved and the Gdi belong to two different people. And therefore, so that's all it says. So there, and therefore it's a chiddush. Therefore it's a chiddush that this Kimli Drabanei nonetheless. So Taisus understands that to mean that the chiddush is that it's Eved, it was Misa Lezeh, Mama Lezeh. The Mama was to the Bala Gdi. And the Misa was to the Bala Eved. It's interesting, Knesh. The Misa is called it is to the Bala Eved. It's altogether interesting. Why is the Misa to the Baal Eved? I would think the Misa to the Eved. To the Baal Eved. So apparently not though. Apparently since the Eved belongs to the Adam, to Eved Kanani belongs to the Adam. So even though he's a person, there's a Chiyuv Ritzicha. It's Chiyuv Misa. But in the idea of Nefesh B'Nefesh, that he has to Mishalem Nefesh to the Nitzach, over here the Tashlumen of the Nefesh is to the Baal Eved. That's the way Taisa understands it. That is Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh. It's a very interesting notion. But anyway, that's what Tosfos understands the Gemara. And the Gemara is saying that even though it's Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh, but nonetheless, it's Kimli Drabanei. Says Tosfos, so says Rav Yechanan, so Raya, that outside of Eden Zoyim, there's no problem with Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh. So it's not so clear to me, what does Tosfos want from that Gemara? So in the Chanami, according to Rashi, anyway, it's a Machlokes HaMeroi. So anyway, it's a Machlokes HaMeroi. So that Gemara goes like the can go like the Shita that Misa was there, Mamon Lezeh is Chayav.
What?
No, it's good. Then Rabbi will have to. So you ask me, what is Rabbi going to do with the Mishnah? He'll learn like Rav Yechon. Halacha is like Rav Yechon. Ishim Mishum Chitzov. And the Chiddush it was Gdi Ve'Eved Echad. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Ishim Mishum Chitzov. I think the Pshat in Tosfos must be that Tosfos is not going like Rashi. Tosfos is going a priori that it's not a Machlokes HaMeroi. Because Misa L'Shamayim, Tosfos already has proved from Ma'abris HaGodesh that Misa L'Shamayim is not called Misa L'Zeh, Mamon L'Zeh. So therefore, we have no reason to think that there's a Machlokes HaMeroi. Rav Ashi is not talking about Misa L'Zeh, Mamon L'Zeh, because L'Shamayim is not Misa L'Zeh, Mamon L'Zeh. So the only people we have are Rav and Rav Yosef. Mechitesh L'Zeh Machlokes. But now all of a sudden I have a Gemara in Baba Kama that says that Divachad Eved Achad is still Kimli Drabune. So I guess, yeah, you could say maybe it's now we'll say a Numach like this Amaroyim. But Rabbeinu Tam, rather than make up a Numach like this Amaroyim, which he doesn't have any warrant for elsewhere, Rabbeinu Tam would rather say, instead of making up a new machlekes, or I would rather say that it's different thing. That the cases are different. That Edim Zoymimim, you say by Edim Zoymimim, you say Misul Zem Mamal is Chayev, and then Shakol Atarikulu Misul Zem Mamal is Potter. I want to come back to this Gemara Bava Kama in a few minutes, but let's go by the Tosfos for Oid. Another Raya says Tosfos. This is even stronger Raya. Because now it's Rav himself. But the Rav Bei is the Perik Ben Sarumayr. The Rav of Shishav Akelim Ben Shal Nirdav Ben Shal Kolot and Potter. Afal Gav Davim Yisil Nirdav V'Tashlumin L'Baal Akelim. Mar says in Sanhedrin. Rav says in Sanhedrin that Rav of Shishav Akelim, even if the Kelim belong not to the Nirdav but they belong to other people, so Chayitz Misil Zeh Mamal Zeh, nonetheless. It's Kimlei with Rabbi Meir. Nonetheless, I'm sorry. Yeah, nonetheless, you say Kimlei with Rabbi Meir. Like this, the Gemara says. The Gemara is done when you have a roidif, but it's yochel atzila beechad meivarov. Could you still kill him? Or if you killed him, are you chayim misa? Because you could have just broke his leg, and instead you killed him. So the Gemara wants to say, so the Gemara brings Rebbeinu Simon Shaul says roidif sheyoridif chaver lahargoy, and it's yochel atzila beechad meivarov lo yitzil. So nerei golov. What's his riot? Where does he learn this from? The Gemara learns it from the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, Ki not zanoshim. And the Gemara, and Rabbi Yonis and Hel, Rabbi Yonis and Ben Shaul holds that it's talking about where they're in a life and death struggle, these Ki not zanoshim. They're trying to kill each other. And the Pasuk says that im osin yeh, yeah, because he learned of the Pasuk from Osanir, that means they killed each other. One of them, he killed his opponent. So then Osanir and his partner from, and you have killed the Rabbanah. And nonetheless, the Torah says that in Loya Osan, if he didn't kill his opponent, then he has to pay for the Vladus. Why does he have to pay for the Vladus? True, he didn't kill his opponent, so he's not Chayiv Misa, but he was trying to kill his opponent, so he was a Roidav. So Pshas Maisa, when he hit the Vladus, he was Roidav Vacha Chaver Lahargot, so he should have killed the Rabbanah. Not on account of Chiyav Misa, because he wasn't successful. It was Lo Yosin. He wasn't able to kill the other guy. But he was certainly trying. It wasn't for lack of trying. So why don't you say Kimli Drabinei on that account? The Roy the Bull says didn't Kimli Drabinei. He says that it must be that the case is that it was Yochel Atzilu Mechem Mevar, that he wasn't really a Roydif because somebody could have broken his leg and then stopped him. So he didn't have a din of a Roydif. So the Gemara says, what's the Raya? Maybe Misa Lizet, maybe the reason why he doesn't have a Ptur of Roydif, because it's Misa Lazer, Umaman Lazer. The Roidif was to the other guy. The Maman is to the Dmei Avlodus. I'm sorry. When it says that if there was Osin Ispotter, that means he killed the woman. But he's chai for killing the woman because he was discovering Lara Gezev and the Hara Gezev. So, Bekitzer, it's Kinotz and Osin. They're trying to kill each other. And so the Torah says, if when trying to kill the other guy, he accidentally kills the woman, so then he's chai Misa because discovering Lara Gezev, Hara Gezev. It's Chayiv Misa, so then he's potter for the Vladus. But if he didn't kill anybody, so then he doesn't have to pay for the Vladus. Why not? But he was the Roidif Achavei Lahargoy. must be that Yochel Hatzila Be'echad Me'evarav is not called the Roidev. Says Umar, what's the Raya? Maybe La'olam Yochel Hatzila Be'echad Me'evarav is a Roidev. So if he was a Roidev, why does he have to pay for the Vlodus? Because it's Misu Le'eh, V'mamon L'zeh. So Umar says, no, that's not a good Chiyuv. That doesn't help. Because Le'ishna, it doesn't matter. I don't care that it's Misu L'zeh, V'mamon L'zeh. Because Rava said, Roidev She'echad Me'evarav, the Shiver Sakelim, Ben Shalir, the Ben Shekolod, and Potter. So you see from Rava that Misu L'zeh, V'mamon L'zeh is still Kimalei, still has Kimalei V'derabine. That's the Gemara. But Gemara had a hard meaning to say that it's Misul Zeh, Mamun Zeh, you should not say Kimle Rabbane. The Gemara said, no, it can't be, because Rava said that there's Kimle Rabbane even by Misul Zeh, Mamun Zeh. So it's a steer in Rava. Rava in Sanhedrin is the one who holds Misul Zeh, Mamun Zeh, is Chayav. There's no Kimle Rabbane. And here the Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes Rava himself that if Roy the Fachacharveir Lahargoy, the Shiber Sakalim of somebody else, nonetheless is Kimle Rabbane. I don't care that it's Misul Zeh, Mamun Zeh. It's a steer in Rava. So Rabbi Natan, it's a raya that Rava's, the Rava in Sanhedrin is a specialized halacha b'edim zaymimim, but in kol ha'tarei kulam misu l'zeh mamon l'zeh is taken out and is still asking with the Rava. Me Hosam got married the Rava Goras. This is not really such a big raya because the gist over there is not really supposed to be Rava but Rava. The Muchach Pagayz Lebaso, the Perakamis and Afay Rava. So maybe that really is not such a raya. There's no steer in Rava, but. It's not worse than the Raya that you brought before from, even if it's the Rava, even if it's the Rabba and not Rava, it's not worse than the Raya that you brought from the Gemara and Bava Kama. At the end of the day, there's a sukkah over here that says that Misul, whether it's Rava or Rabba, but there's a sukkah. You know, the Gemara and Bava Kama about Gdila Zeh was also not Rava. Rabbi Natamelech had brought a Raya from there anyway because he doesn't think that we want to make up a new Machlokes Amaroi. So this Gemara, even if it's Rabba, it's not worse than the Gemara before in Bava Kama. That level of Raya Rabbi Natam still has. You know, he wanted icing on the cake that the raya because of the steer and rava. That Gemara is not a raya because it's really rava. It's not rava, it's rava. But nonetheless, he has two Gemaras. At the end of the day, we learned now two new Gemaras that say beferish that Misul Zeh, Mamun Lezeh is potter. This Kimle Rabbanei by Misul Zeh, Mamun Lezeh. We have the Gemara Baba Kama by Gdi Lezeh, by Gdi and Evet. We have the Gemara in Sanhedrin about Droid of Chaver Rishiva Sakhelim. So we have two Gemaras that Misul Zeh, Mamun Lezeh is potter, has Kimle Rabbanei. So Rashi would say, not a problem. Ravashi also holds the way. It's Machlekes Amarim anyway. So we'll just add more Amarim to Ravashi's team. But according to Tosfos, Tosfos doesn't want to say, Tosfos held that Ravashi is not relevant to the discussion. Because the Ravashi's Misul L'Shamayim. So a priori, we don't know that there's a Machlekes over here. And we have new two Gemaras that seem to contradict Rava. Says Rabbi Natan, there's no Rava. Rava is only Beinim Zaymimim. It's not a general halacha. Generally speaking, Misul L'Zeh Mamon L'Zeh is is potter, has Kimli Rabbanei. But I don't remember in a town. Another raya. Okay, so Maisa Rashi doesn't have to chalash from these Gemaras, like I said, because Rashi anyway is Machlek Meroyim. So if I turn on Machlek is Meroyim, I to steer in Rava, will be Goyer's Rava. But I don't remember in a town. The Al Kochach Lekul Yama Misu Zev Tashlumun Zev Potter. And Tam says he has a raya not from Gemaras. He has a raya that Misul Zeh, Mamun Zeh is Potter. That Misul Zeh, there's no, doesn't matter that it's split. It's still Kimli Rabbanei. And Rava about Misul Zeh, Mamun Zeh is kind of specialized in Beidim Zaymimim. But generally speaking, it's a double posh that Misul Zeh, Mamun Zeh is not a doesn't matter. It's still Kimli Rabbanei. It's a raya from a pasuk. What's this raya? Now Kimli Rabbanei the Potter, Nafgalon Mi Lo Yosim. The whole source became the Rabbanei from the Pasuk of Lo Yosim. The Hosam having Misul Isha with Tashlumin Labal Shavlod Shaloi. The classic case of the source. The source of you know, the fountain origin of the Din of Kimli Rabbanei is from the Pasuk of Lo Yosim. And that's Misul Zeh, Mamun Lezeh. The Misa is to the Isha. That's the Asan. The Asan is killing the Isha. And the Mammon is the Dmei Vlodus to the Baal. So, Misa is that Mammon Lezeh? Misa is that Mammon Lezeh? And it doesn't seem to. So, you see that's not a factor. Only by Eden Zayim. In Kol HaTarkul, it's not a factor. It's a little bit strange. According to Rabbeinu Tam, so how could the Gemara in Sanhedrin I just read you, the Gemara in Sanhedrin had a Havamina that Misul Zeh, Mamun Lezeh, doesn't have Kimli Rabbanei. Gemara shlags it up from Rabba, wherever he is over there. No, the chaveroi v'shiber sakhelim, v'shiber sakhelim, even if it's shalkalodim, he's potter. But the Gemara did have a havamina that had it. That Gemara is read you. The Gemara had a havamina. Maybe we can, because remember, we're busy with Gemara is a kasha. Since the Masishim v'sakhosim adabra, he's trying to kill the other guy, so he's a roidiv. He has a chayef with mevlodus, he should be potter and account of being a roidiv. So it's a riot that that Yochel Atzilu Be'echem Me'evarav is not a riot. Mar said, no, maybe it's not a riot. Maybe the reason why over there there's no Kimli Rabbanei is because it's Misa Lezeh Momon Lezeh. So Mar is Deicha from Rabba. The Mar should be Deicha from the Pasuk. Right? The Mar says, Velohi, it's not true. There's no Loishna. There's no difference Misa Lezeh Momon Lezeh because Rabba told me that Roidif is Potter even for breaking other people's Kalim. The Mar should say Velohi because in the Pasuk itself you see that you have to pay for the Vlodis. He doesn't have to pay for the Vlodis if you kill the Isha. It's Misu Lezem, Mom and Lezem. So you see that it's not. It's not a minute of time. I mean, how did it happen? This Gemara said it. What do you say?
Isn't that the Riz Kasha?
Yeah, Nechan. The Ri asks Kashan of Benatam. Right, the Ri himself points this out. It's very Shreya of Benatam. What did Benatam want?
The Ri only answer like the Torah is that even within that Gemara itself, you see the his Svara that like the mother and the Vlados are different. He doesn't actually ask that the Honor Benatam.
No, but he says Teda. What's his Teda? He says, I'll prove to you why I'm right, Rabbi Benatam. You can't, because it's Mukhach in the Sug itself. The Gemara did have a Halamino. You know? That Misul Zem Mamun says is Chayef.
The fact that his
svara
is true.
Well, his svara is explained. You have a pasuk. What do you do with the svara? There is a pasuk. Rabbi Tam has a pasuk. So the Ri says the pasuk is not a raya. Says the Ri, I'll prove to you that it's not a raya because your pshat is not tenable. You're saying because at the end of the day, the Gemara did have a havamina. The Misul Zem Amul says is chayin. How does the Gemara deal with the pasuk al kochah that you must say that my svara is correct? You see, right, I'm just discovering America. It's in places himself. Yes, it's kashrut right now. I don't know what to do with Rabbeinu Tam. Anyway, Taisha says, "Vayi Mari, Dein Araya." That this the pasuk is not Araya. The Hosam came in Shavlod the same Megufa Isha. Choshev Mishu v'Tashlum LeEchod. That since the even though it's Mishu Lezeh Mamon Lezeh Isha and Mamon Laval, but it's one Guf. So since it's one Guf, so it's Mitzuruf Teidah. The parak b'nserim ayer boy lechayev she'en osim b'sha'af agad din from latzilu v'nashay the b'matzah shemisa kosa medaber mishum dach b'misu l'zeh sherotzel hargoy v'tashlum l'baal v'afilu hochi k'she'esh osim poter v'haynim shum lechayev misa v'tashlum l'echol l'fi shem b'guf she'e d'choshev misa v'tashlum l'echol l'fi shem b'guf she'e guf ha'ish shokin ha'pishas. The kitzer, the Ri brings this riot. The Gemara certainly had a havamino that misa l'zeh mom and l'zeh is chayev. So what do you do with the pasuk of im osim yeh? That's not called Misul Zeh Mamun Zeh. It doesn't have the problem Misul Zeh Mamun Zeh because it's one guf. It's guf aisha. So what's the svar? So it's one guf. So what's this? But it's still Misul Zeh Mamun Zeh. So it's al derech the svar of the Ri before that when you have one ma'isa it's mitzar. So the Ri was chayzer from the idea of being one ma'isa because if the Ri was still held and going with the one ma'isa we could have said that now it's one ma'isa. He killed the isha. He killed the vladis with one ma'isa. That was already blown away. That taisa is not sticking to. But he has another kind of tziruf. The gufa isha is mitzaref. The gufa isha is mitzaref. L'chayr as far as al derech, similar to the svar that we said were in the Ri, b'mais echod. The svar that we said in Rashi, m'mayna denizek. That the tziruf, even where it's misul zeh, mamon zeh, but you can have other kinds of tziruf. There's one kind of tziruf that is the same address. It's le'echod. But even we don't have that tziruf, but you have another kind of tziruf. The tziruf here is that it's guf echod. The isha and the vlod is a guf echad. So l'chayr, that's very similar to Rashi. That mishum imaynu the nizik balaya 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 asyulei miso. The chefts of the chefts of the truma or the chefts of the godish is mitzaref the misa and the mamon. So al derech zeh, Taisus is saying now, b'shemri that the guf isha is mitzaref the vlodis and the isha since it's one guf, so it's mitzaref the misa and the mamon. If that's the case, then l'chayr is a very strange thing here in Taisa. So what was Taisa's kasha before in Rashi? Taisa's before learned to support Rashi, that Rav Ashi is a quoted Rashi. And Misa L'Shamayim is called the Zeh L'Zeh. Therefore, Rav Ashi is Chayla Kanola. Taisa said, how could it be? L'Shamayim. Misa L'Shamayim is not called Misa L'Shamayim is not called Misa L'Zeh Mama L'Zeh. Taisa is a Raya from Avir Sagodish. And therefore, he rejects Rashi. He says, Misa L'Shamayim is not Misa L'Shamayim is not called Misa L'Zeh L'Zeh. And Taisa is B'Soif Adwar says it again. He's not walking away from it. Taisa is going to come back to that. He's going to say it again at the end. The Hocha Choshev, the last line of Taisa is bracketed. The Hocha Choshev, Misa Bet Tashlum L'Echad Kamei B'Mad L'Gadosh. So he's still going with that. But over here, it's that Misa L'Shamayim that's what he means. Chari what he means. What? Yeah. So he still has that. So I don't understand. So what do we answer for Rashi? We answer for Rashi that the Godish is Mitzarif. They are Godish, Bolei HaMisul. Now places themselves come up with the exact same Svar. That since the Vlodas are in the Gufa Isha, so the Gufa Isha is Mitzarif, the Misul Mimola. So what's the Kashan Rashi? The same thing is by the Godish. The Godish is the Mitzarif, the Misa and the Mother. So why did Taisus reject Rashi before? Maybe Rashi's right that Misa L'Shamayim is called L'Zeh L'Zeh, but the Godish is the Mitzarif. The same way the Isha is the Mitzarif. The Isha and the Vlodis is for sure L'Zeh L'Zeh. It's Misa L'Isha, and it's Vlodis, and Mea Vlodis L'Baal. That's for sure L'Zeh L'Zeh. So yet the Pasuk says it's Kimli D'Rabbani. So what's the answer? Taisus says, because the Gufa Isha is Mitzarif. So what did Taisus want before from Godish? Say exact. It's the exact same thing. Madach the Isha and the Vlodo is that they're not mamish the same, exactly the same. But since the Vlodos are inside the Isha, that's enough to make it that it's called that the Isha is Masar Misa in the moment. So by Sreifas HaGodesh, or by Achilles Trumah, by Sreifas HaGodesh, where the Godesh, this very same Godesh, is the object of the Chiv Misa, and it's the object of the Chiv moment, so a lot of the Godesh is Masar. So why did places reject Rashi before? At the end of the day, Taisus has to say the exact same Svar. The Cheshman of Pshat and Taisus, I think this is like the central problem.
I mean, there's a difference in the two that here we're talking about where the Chimis is for killing the Isha.
Mm-hmm.
So the Chimis is for killing the Isha. And the Vlodos are in the Guf Isha, so then you can apply that Svar of Guf Echad. But the Chiyu Misa isn't really, the Gadish happens to be the Guf that it's being executed on, but the Chiyu Misa is because of Shabbos.
Yeah. No, I think that is the difference, but I don't know, but we have to think about, I'm not so clear about why that makes a difference. Because the difference in the case is, I think that's true, that in the case of the Gadish, so his Chiyuv Misa is not for destroying the Godesh. His Chiyuv Misa is for being Maver B'Shabbos. It happens to be that he used this Godesh to do it. So Rashi holds, that's enough. And that Taisus holds not enough to be Mitzarev. Just because it happens to be that he used the same Chepza for the Misa in the moment, that's not the Tziruf. The Tziruf here is a different kind of Tziruf. Here it's a different kind of case. Here, the Chiyuv Misa is for killing the Isha. And the Chiyuv Mammon is for killing the Vlodos. I think the Nusach has to be, but I don't understand it all the way, but I think the Nusach has to be that Tosfos' Svar over here is not that the Chefetz of the Isha is Mitzarev the Misa in the Mammon. That Svar Tosfos Taka does not have. He rejected it before. Just like the Maisa Tosfos is not Mitzarev, the Chefetz per se is not Mitzarev. Tosfos doesn't have this notion of Stam, since it's in one Chefetz, so it's Mitzarev the Misa in the Mammon. Here it's a different word. Here Taisus is saying for some reason, it's not that it's a chevtze echod, and therefore it's mitzarif the misa in the moment, and I don't care that it's lezeh lezeh, that it's the two different addresses. I think Taisus is saying something else, that it's not the two different addresses. Since the Isha and the Vlodis are connected, they're like they have one shared personhood to some degree, the Vlodis are in the Gufa Isha, they're not just physically they're there, but they're connected. So somehow the Mis and the Mammon are not Lezeh Lezeh. The Mis and the Mammon are somehow to the same address. I think the Nusach has to be along those lines, but I don't exactly understand it, because at the end of the day, the Misa is to the Isha and the Mammon is to the Baal. Like how are we escaping that? don't know. I mean, a little bit to the Makkel Liskadov. I don't have it exactly. I don't know. But I do. I think that has to be the direction. That it's not exactly like Rashi. Rashi said Stam Halacha. That the I mean, at least the way we explained it before, that the Cheftz of the Godish is Mitzarif the Misa in the Mamon. Stam. Even though the Misas, they're very different animals. The Chiyuv Misa is for Chil Shabbos, and the Chiyuv Mamon is for burning down somebody's Godish. It happens to be that they meet in one Cheftz of the Godish. So Rashi, that's Mitzarif the Misa in the Mamon. At least that's the way we were Masber Rashi before, at least tentatively. That's not what Taisa is saying now. It's not that the Gufa Isha, the Misa is really not connected. The Misa is to the Isha, and the Mamon is to the Baal, the Abiyav Lodos. But they're Nifkash, they're Pekish in one Guf, so the Guf is Mizar. That's not the Havana. Because then the Goddess is even more. So Havana is something else. Since the Chi of Misa is for killing the Isha, and the Chi of Mamon is for killing the Vlodos, and the Isha and the Vlodos are a Guf Echad. So I'm not quite sure what the last word, you know, to fill in a blank over there. I don't know exactly what the blank is supposed to say.
Or doesn't have to be on Shabbos.
Yeah. But there is such a notion. There is a Gemara in Erechin that when you kill when a pregnant woman is killed, it kills the bloodless. The tip of the mouth of kills the bloodless too. Maisa, that's not exactly what Tosis doesn't say quite that. Anyway, Maisa Echad itself, Tosis holds not Misar. So it has to be. It can't just be that it's a Maisa Echad, because Tosis says Maisa Echad. He had a Gemara. He said the Gemara in Erechin. Emanu Hayisim is also Maisa Echad. One thing, the Mises say the Karigas Ha'isha was what was Gurm Narigas Ha'avlodus. He doesn't say that. That's not what he says. He says that since they're in the Guf Ha'isha, the Fisha and the Guf Ha'isha, Choshe Mises Vatashun Lechon, the Fisha and the Guf Ha'isha, Kidder Precious. What's Kidder Precious? Oh, I'm sorry. No, the precious is because he already said it. That is just the. I'm a read that it's that the goof that the vloders are in the goof isha teida because the gemara have him, you know that misul zem mamun is chayev. What about the pasuk? The answer is what about the pasuk? So he said no. Again, it's begoof echad kedem precious. Let's finish the Tosfos quickly, and I want to point out to you something else also before we start, before we go. The Rivoyimah. Rivoyimah has now a different approach to the Miyashiv that there shouldn't be a Machlokes HaSugyos. It's both Rebbeinu Tam and the Rivoyimah are coming to the Miyashiv that we shouldn't have to posit a Machlokes HaMeirah. So Rebbeinu Tam's approach was to say, there is no Dinam Yisrael Zayim Mamun, that's a specialized halacha only by Edom Zayim. But generally speaking, Misul Zem Amal is irrelevant. It's a regular kingly dropping name. The Rivah takes the other attack, the opposite approach. The Rivah Iber, the Bechal Makri, Misul Zem, the Tashlumun Zem Chayim. Then a Kolotar Kula, Ada Rav is right that Misul Zem Amal does not have kingly dropping name. Misul Zem Amal is Chayim. Like Rav, like Rav Yosef, the real Gemara is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Aye, but we have two Gemaras against that. What are the two Gemaras that we have against that? Really, three Gemaras against that. We have Agamara Bashi, we have the Gemara about Eved and Gdi, and we have the Gemara about the Gemara and Ayin Dalet about Reidif Achachaveri Veshiver Kalim Shel Kol Adam. So the Riva says all of those Gemaras are irrelevant. The real halach is Misul Zeh Mamun Zeh Ravas Halach in Ravas Halach. Misul Zeh Mamun Zeh, it's split, there's no Kimli Rabne, Yechayim. Aye, what about all these other Gemaras? So he says, no, these Gemaras are different. Why? The Bechol Malkim Yisrael Zeh V'Tashlum L'Zeh Chayev. That's the real Gemara. That's the real Emes. V'Eved Kofas Lo'i, V'Roidif, the Gemara in Baba Kama about Eved Kofas Lo'i, or the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet about That's different. The roidif shiny, because those two gemaras, he's a roidif. By the eved, he's also roidif. By the eved, besides killing the eved, he's also roidif. So therefore, that's different. The roidif shiny, the nitim lehatzel lechaladim, the chayim misul lechalol. The afle bala eved or bala kelim. Well, the hochi choshen mitzri mishta tashulim lechad. By a roidif, that's not a regular chiyuv misa. A regular chiyuv misa is to the nitzach. It has nothing to do with the bala kelim. But a roidif, the bala kelim also has an obligation to kill him. So therefore, the chiyuv misa is the chiyuv misa of a roidif is to the bala kelim. So since he's mischayev nafshel the bala kelim, because the bala kelim has a right, not just a right, an obligation to kill him. So since he's chayev misa to the bala kelim, he doesn't have to pay for the kelim. Just wondering, the Gemara says that Lamanda Ishim Ishim Amoina, he's not Chayav Misa. Why isn't he Chayav Misa as Roidov? Who cares if Ishim Ishim Chitzav or Ishim Amoina? Like, I'll be Roidov, what's the difference?
Meaning, are you a Roidov by Grama? You're ready if you're trying to kill someone like Rama?
So what? Yeah. If it's killing you will save the person of Adi, you're right. Or Ali Dei Mamayna, you know, somebody's... what's the difference? Might is a right. It's neat to let you live in it, you know. Rats all of a sudden here, if you could save the right. Well, I'll leave it to him to think about it. I'm just pointing out. I think it might probably has to do with the Bidna part of it. But anyway, I have to think it through. If we're into the past this in the Gemara Baba Kama, we weren't thinking about right. Now Taisol is saying is introducing a new idea that this the real the chiv misa over there is a chiv misa of roidif, not a chiv misa of misas based in. That's misa lezem mamon lezem. The chiv misa there is that he's a roidif. So what does being a roidif have to do with ishim ishim chitzav ishim ishim memayna? Anyway, some food for thought. Ve'afal gad meikar perik ben soyer kashi roidif misa lezem v'tashlum lezem. Secondly, once in heaven, had a havim, you know. That the chinotz anoshim, since he's trying to kill his friend, so there's a kimli d'rabbanei for the vlodas, and the rabbi had it for a kashin. You know, he's trying to kill his friend. Why is he chay for the vlodas? He's a roidif. He wanted to be an eye that's nidikin usil rech meivarev, so he's not a roidif. They must know maybe it's not a rai. It's misul azev and mamon azev. So see, the Gemara considered that to be misul azev and mamon azev. Why is it misul azev and mamon azev? He's a roidif. He's chayiv misa to the bal. He's chayiv misa to the father too, to the father of the flooders too. Tosfos nechanami. That's what the Gemara says. Leishna lefi amaskanit. The Gemara leishna chosav by meisus far. V'achibush el leishna mishum to have misul tashlum leechon. It's taken not misul betashlum misul azev betashlum azev because it's a roidif. And what about Agamar about the korosh yirayim shel chaver? Right, that's not a roidif. Like he said before, because it's misa l'shamayim is not called misa l'zer mamon l'zer. That's why I said the Taisus is still going with that svar. Okay, so the bottom line in Taisus we have is we have three malachim. We have Rashi Shita, that this taka mechalikas asugis, and then we have Rebbeinu Tam and the Riva who want to be miyashiv that it's not a machlekes sugis. All the sugis should be on the same wavelength, but they go the opposite directions. Rebbeinu Tam says the real Gemara is all the other Gemaras, Rav Ashi and the Gemara like D and so on. That I don't care that it's misa l'zayim of a mamon l'zayim. It's still kibbutz l'rabbanei. Aye, what about the Gemara about Edom Zayim? Edom Zayim is a special luch. We have to be kaim kasher zomer, whatever exactly that means. And we have the Riva who takes the opposite tack, that the real Gemara is Rava is the Gemara is the Gemara Ravan of Yosef, right? That Misul Zeh Mamon Zeh does not have Kimli Ravine. It's Chayav because it's two different addresses. It's split. There's no Kimli Ravine. Aye, what do you do with Rav Ashi? What do you do with that Gemara? Says the Riva, like places before. That's Misul Shemayim. Misul Shemayim is not called Misul Zeh Mamon Zeh. And what about the Gemara about Di Kofos? And what about the Gemara about Roidif Hachaverei? Roidif is different. Roidif is Chayav is Nafshei to the Bala Kalim or to the Avi Avodas. So that's not misa l'zer mamon l'zer. That's misa l'zer mamon l'echem. Okay, before we go, I want to just point out to you a Rashi. The Rashi needs a huge beer. Rashi in the Gemara about Din Eved. Chod Beis and Beis Baba Kam. Gemara that we've been talking about. So the Gemara over there said that according to Rav Yochanan, it's Yishem Yishem Chitzu. According to Teresh Lokish, so it's Yishem Yishem Amayne. Why is he chayav? The Gemara said no. He was matzis b'kufish eleven. In fact, the Gemara said, what's the chiddush? So the Gemara answered, Lo Tzricha b'gdi dechad ve'eved dechad. The Din and Eved belong to two different people. So that's the chiddush that nonetheless is kimli d'ramne. So what's the pshat in the Gemara up to now from what we've seen? Pshat is, we'll try to explain, that I would have thought, since it's a misa l'zeh, mamon l'zeh, the misa is to the Eved, or the Bala Eved, and the mamon is to the Bala Gdi. So I would have thought there's no kimli d'ramne. Kamash malon that there is. Yeah, then we'll have Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivo, exactly what's the kamash malon. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the kamash malon is that there is because we don't care about misa l'zeh, mamon l'zeh, outside of Eden Zaymimim. According to the Rivo, the Kamash Malon is that Misa L'Zeh Mamon L'Zeh is Tak, that the Kamash Malon is that Reidif is different, that a Reidif is Chayv Misa L'Chal Olam, so it's not called Misa L'Zeh Mamon L'Zeh. But the Havamina was that this should not be Kimlid, but that's for sure, the Pshat in the Gemara, both according to Rabbeinu Tam and according to Rivo, the say that Pshat in the Gemara, the Gemara said, I would have thought, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, because I would have thought, since Misa L'Zeh Mamon L'Zeh, the Misa is to the Bala Eved, the Mamon is to the Bala Gdi. There's no tziruf between the misa and the mamon, and therefore you should not have kimli d'rabbanei. Mash l'mon that you have kimli d'rabbanei anyway, according to Rabbeinu Tam, because there's no such thing as misa l'zeh mamon l'zeh except outside of Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rabbi, because the Rabbi of his chayv misa l'chol olam. But that's still the issue in the Gemara, that the misa and the mamon don't have a tziruf. Kamash l'mon, just kimli d'rabbanei anyway. Look, Rashi. The chiddush is, even though for the gdi is not chayav misa, the balagdi is still mafsid. First of all, does it happen here that you chayav misa for the gdi? Kilo, or like there's something to talk about? Of course, not chayav misa for the gdi. That's not the issue. The issue is that the chiyav misa and the chiyav gdi are not to the same address. So that's the ashmina. Ashmina, the afal gav, that the chiyav misa is le'echod and then the chiyav mamon is to somebody else. Nonetheless, you say kimli d'rabbanei. Actually, it's a funny lashon that even though there's no chiyav misa in the gdi, still in all, you don't have to pay for the gdi and mafsid bala gdi. So that's first of all, I don't understand. What's he? Kilo is an issue that the chiyav misa for the gdi. And also, what's this lashon? Mafsid balagdi. That's the nidan. The balagdi should be mafsid. No, is it like fair to the balagdi? The issue is, it's misa. This should be kimli d'rabbanei, but maybe there's no tziruf because the misa in the moment, the chalukin zemizeh, because one is to the balagdi and one is to the bala eved. Kilo is mashma in Rashi. That the nidan over here is that there would be a svar to say that since the balagdi, you know, a kilo balagdi has a taina. What do you want from me? I don't have anything to do with the chiyav misa. All I had over here was a gdi. There's no chiyav misa for the gdi. So why should I lose out? Smash and actually the kilo. That's the nidan. That's the havamina. Up till now, the pashut pshat in the Gemara is the havamina. Why you should be that there's no kilo rabbanei is because it's misa l'zeh mamon l'zeh. Misa l'zeh mamon l'zeh, and the word havamina that by misa l'zeh mamon l'zeh there's no kilo rabbanei. Is that because, you know, we don't want to be mafsid of the Bala Mammon? Because what is it? It's not his fault. He's not involved with the Chiyav Misa. It's because it's Chalukim Zemizeh, the Chiyav Misa and the Chiyav Mammon. They have nothing to do with each other. So it's a technical halacha of Kimli D'Ravine. Not because we have some kind of, you know, special Rahmanas and Malagdi. Actually makes it sound like that the issue of Misa L'Zeh, Mammon L'Zeh, you know, the Havmin of the Gemara, that it's Misa L'Zeh, Mammon L'Zeh, if that's the right way to term it, is that the balagdi has a taina? You're not chayev misa because of my gdi. So why should I be mafsid? So it needs a hesbedus. It needs a big hesbedus. Rashi. Rashi's just turning, looking at everything from such a funny perspective. It needs a hasbara of the Rashi. Hascholas dvarim though is that I think that this Rashi is connected to the Rashi by us of machmas mis of machmas memoyne shel nizak asile misa. I think the two Rashi's are connected, and it's that the svar machmas Rashi, we also had a story, you know, when it's, we saw in Rashi, when it's machmas memoinish shel nizik boloy hamisa, so then Rashi says, then you don't have a issue of misa, then it's not split. Then there's kinyan rabbinic. That's not called misa zomam lezeh. We saw that in Rashi. And that's how he's playing Godish. That's how he's playing why Rashi only woke up now, early in the way he didn't wake up. But before that, the whole time I was being mazbed the Rashi. So then, that the chetz is mitzarefim. You need to have a tziruf. So Rashi says, where the chiv misa is machmas memoinish shel nizik, so the chetz is mitzaref the misa in the mom. That's how I was mazbed the Rashi. From this Rashi of a Kama, it seems to me that that's not the Hasbar and Rashi at all. The Hasbar and Rashi is somehow when it's machmas memoinish shel nizik boloy hamisa, then the nizik is mafsid. Since the misa came machmas memoinish, so then it's okay that he should be mafsid. But where the misa is not machmas memoinish shel nizik, then am I mafsid balagdi? Then why should it be mafsid? I don't. We have to know what that means. You know, what does it mean? And when the misa comes, machmas gadishu shel nizik, it's the nizik's fault. Not the nizik's fault. That some guy who's used his godish to be mechal shabbos. Somehow, though, Rashi seems to be saying it's not an issue. It doesn't make any sense. Rashi seems. It's clearly this does not make any sense for sure. But it sounds like Rashi is somehow saying now that where the balag di was not involved with the misa. Because what does his di have to do with the misa? Kilo says, what does my di have to do with the chiyum misa? Not chiyum misa killing the di. So I'm not. How did you get me involved? I'm just an innocent bystander over here. Like, how did you get me involved in your chiyum misa that now I should be mafsid? So that's the hamina. You know, maybe then you don't say kilo drabin it. Maybe that's called misa lezer mamal lezer. And that's the Rashi by us. That when is machmas memainish al misik bali amisa? You know, my godish was goyim the chil shabbos. So then I understand mafsid bala godish. But where it's not machmas memoinish shel nizik boloya misa, where the chiyum misa did not come from my godish or from my truma, so then already it's already this debate among the amaroyim. Maybe that's already doesn't have to be rabbinic. Maybe it shouldn't say kibbutz because we don't want to be mafsid the balagdi. We don't want to be mafsid the bala shirayim. That's the machlokes Rav and maybe Rav and Rav Ashi. This is not hasbara. I haven't explained anything. It's part of the kasha. What does it even mean? Doesn't even mean anything. But that's I think it's very very likely that the two Rashi's have to be read together. The chiyuv misa is machmas memoinish shel nizik, so then the nizik could be mafsid. But where the chiyuv misa not machmas hanizik, like Rashi's over there, the chiyuv misa not machmas ma'idi. That's not as a havin is a chiyuv misa for killing a di, but it's a taina that the Baal HaDi is making. The Baal HaDi is saying, yes, you're chiyuv misa. What does that do with me? It wasn't because of ma'idi. So if the chiyuv misa was not because of Mike D, so why should I be mafsid? And that's the issue of misa lezer mamon lezer. Where the chiyuv misa is not machmas memoinish shel nizik, can we be mafsid the nizik? And can we be mafsid the nizik anyway? Can we say kinyan rabbeinu anyway? Yeah, and he's a hasbar. Again, I'm not explaining anything. This is the kasha. This is the answer of the kasha.